125 hours on Monster Hunter now.
I hit 70. Jeez.
Monster Hunter.
Man.
I hit 70.
That's how we roll, Ken.
That's how you guys roll. Just
fuck it.
Yeah.
Life. We don't fucking care. We
just Monster Hunter it all day.
We're Monster Hunting. We're Monster Hunting.
Monster Hunting.
Oh, God. Yeah, how about you? You guys got some time?
Yep. Wing it along the way.
We can talk
about I'm going to record that. How I live life. I yep. Wing it.
We can talk about that.
I mean, oh, the video game.
If you want.
And, like, talk shit about Paul.
All right. Let's get started.
All right.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2.
What's all that whispering over that?
Hey. Oh, my God. There's a cat on here.
You guys could talk. I mean,
yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's not even yeah, no. We shouldn't pick you up if you guys talk, like, over there. Also, there's the office. It's empty. It's clean, too. I don't know if I want to do that. Get out.
You can totally talk, but the office is over there.
You can talk here, but it's over there.
The office is over there.
All right.
Okay, ready?
We'll be out of here in like 3 hours.
5, 4, 3, 2. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Super Smart Gaming Podcast, Randomly Generated Encounters.
Yo, what's going on? Right. Going on, cool
this
people.
Is more like our 10-3.
Yeah. Are we going to
continue? This is the bad one.
No. It's going to be the one that everyone said was going to save the trilogy, but then it kind of messed it up even more.
And it was like, the first one was okay. And
Then
the second one was like, oh, I got better. You know, it's getting there. And then this third one is just going to...
Well, the third one changed so much of it, right? The second one improved.
Dude, I don't even
the complaints this is of the first one where we become saviors and start finding Jesus within ourselves.
Yeah, you know, that's the one where we're at, guys.
I can totally do that. No, I can't.
So, welcome to episode 11.
Yeah.
The Memorial.
That's right. If we release it on...
It just came out on time.
If we release it... On the time that Memorial Day is, it'll be Memorial episode.
Yep.
Day.
Yep. Sounds right.
But if we don't, then whatever.
Whatever.
Memorial.
You're not paying us anyway.
We're continuing on the memorializing of that day.
Yeah, it's like the week later, you know? It's all right. I mean, we could memorial the whole day, the whole week.
And our veterans deserve it, I think.
They
a whole
do,
week
yeah.
of
they
memorializing.
Do. They do.
There you go.
Support the troops.
Support Super Smart Gaming.
Support the troops and support Super Smart Gaming.
Yes. Support Super Smart Gaming like our co-host today.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well,
we're trifecta. We're Trinity today.
We didn't even introduce ourselves. Who are you, man?
Today. I'm your host. This is Kent. Please be excited. Joining
that's a
with
lie.
Me.
I've seen Kent, and I know for a fact that you are not. No, I'm just kidding. He's Kent, guys.
This is Raul. I'm back. What's going on, cool people?
What's up, guys? It's Andres.
And back it's just three of us. The Trinity.
Yeah.
The Memorial
Well,
Trinity.
I'm going to talk trash about everyone that's not here. So that's what's going to happen.
That's how you test if someone's listening to your podcast.
There you
just
go.
Talk crap about them. They're call
gonna,
them out.
We're going to ask them, how was that episode? You know, it was pretty good.
It was a good episode, guys. Yeah, it was great.
It was great.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I'm excited. Episode 11.
Episode
11.
We
made it this far. It's wonderful.
It. You know, two down.
We got to start another.
And then there's three.
So then what's up this week? Any news? Any cool
things? Before we get kick right into it, let's just, you know, anything interesting news of, you know, 2 weeks ago as you're listening to this.
What 2 weeks? What?
Well, 3 weeks ago.
What I've been following for the past month and a half is Xenoblade Chronicles X. You two know what's going on here?
I heard 3DS, a little bit about here and there. Is that coming out?
It's coming out. So it's already been released in Japan. It got released in Japan, I believe, last month or in April. April.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know you're a Xeno fan, Kent.
Well,
You used to be a Xeno fan?
I'm a Xeno Saga fan, which I don't know if
that counts. You know? It's a Xeno. Well, because
that's like being fan of your like weird uncle's nephew.
You know? No, well, because the Xeno Saga series has more entries. Because the original one, Xeno Gears, has one entry. Yeah. So if you play Xeno Saga, there's three of those games, and combined, those games are triple the length of Xeno
Gears. I just remember that at the time of playing Xeno Saga, everybody was just like crapping on it.
They were like,
not even close to like the canon of Xeno Gears or like the level of Xeno Gears or even like the, I don't know, like breath
it was
of Xeno Gears.
I mean, Xeno Gears is a great, it's from the same team. I think it's two of the same key creators of Chrono Trigger. And even Luca from Chrono Trigger makes an appearance in the beginning of the game. Xeno Gears is a great game. Yeah, Luca. You know,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's cool. Now I want to play
it. The Xeno Saga series got a lot of slack just because I think that it tried to be very grand, and the graphics, I don't feel that they displayed the same type of
scenarios.
It was known for having like a 2 hours cutscene.
Yeah, it had long cutscenes. Yeah,
it has literally 2 hours. I liked it. I was just like,
it depends on the player.
I'm gonna put this controller down.
Xenogears has half hour dialogue, 20 minute dialogue. Time, that's like 2 hours. And PlayStation 2
time. Yeah, but if they were like you said, they were made by the creators of
Chrono Trigger.
So
that's two of the creators, I believe. Yeah. It was just.
I'm not saying that it's Chrono Trigger, but was it Chrono-esque? Did it feel like a good? Because Chrono Trigger is a great game.
Yeah,
great
storytelling.
Did it feel good storytelling, stuff like that?
No, I mean Xeno Gears is a great story. So Xeno Saga is just it's so dense. Just imagine Metal Gear times 100. Right, they use a lot of philosophy and religion, and it's so dense and convoluted sometimes.
And they were like got around to the intro.
They're just awful people or what?
Yeah, I did.
I think character-wise, it did a pretty good job. I feel like,
Like
as I'm thinking back now, I'm like, you know, I still remember like most of the characters. Like, there's like right in the main, it's like Sion, Ascion, and then there's Cosmos.
Cosmos, yeah.
Then there's like Mimo or something like that, like a little like android girl. And then there's like this guy Ziggy or something. So like. All in all, I feel like, you know, I guess it's because it's three games covering all the characters. But I feel like, you know, the characters was pretty good.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with RPGs, it's really hard. I think I'm going to relate this back to an article that I read about Monster Hunter 4 and relates back to this of how reviewers, you know, review. But, yeah, the games are really long with two-hour cutscenes. You're inputting a good 60, 80 hours per game in a three-part series. That's a lot of hours.
And I'm okay for, like, a 60-hours RPG. If you're going to give me a 2 hours cutscene, I kind of want it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Like, why not, you know?
Yeah. I think it adds to the story.
So Xenoblade Chronicles X is a spiritual successor to Xenoblade Chronicles for the Wii and the just got released for 3DS, the new 3DS. And it's more fast-paced than the Xeno Saga series.
Yeah, but it looks like it's a lot in the same vein of Xeno Saga.
It is. Wait,
but was that one for the...
Which one?
Wii U too?
The Xenoblade. Xenoblade Chronicles. Yeah, I have it for the Wii. I haven't bought for the
3DS. But both of these are... like action RPG.
They are. Yeah. The battle system of Final Fantasy 12, imagine it like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and just with the same type of, it's not as dense, I would argue, depending if you go everything, if you look into a lore, it's really dense lore, but there's no 2 hour cutscenes.
I love Final Fantasy 12.
It's a great game.
I love that game. I thought it was like, that was a game for me where I was like, you know, that's, I knew right away that was the, setting the foundation to being an MMO.
Yeah.
You know, that was the one where like you get to like free roam around.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like everyone hates it because of like the main character, right? Because it's like, what's his name? Like
Vaughn.
Vaughn.
Yeah. Right? The kid with the tail. Who's that?
No, that's
Zidane. And then there's like a bunny girl.
Yeah. Right?
But like, you know, besides Vaughn, that game is really good.
besides the main character.
Well, what I love about that creator, because that's the same creator. I have to memorize names, guys. But that same creator of Final Fantasy Tactics, right?
Yeah.
So if you play Final Fantasy Tactics in that game, it's never about the characters.
And it,
that
yeah,
game is
yeah,
about the politics in the world. Yeah. That's what I love about those games. I think that's a great approach.
I still remember the promotional material for that. It's just some stupid things like... like, oh, a pirate who's like lost his way, and then like a boy who wants to be a pirate, and you know,
oh,
just, like,
yeah, this, like that vague cliche,
yeah.
A boy who's lost his way wants to be a pirate. A pirate who's lost his way wants to be a boy.
It's like
a prince who has been betrayed. It's like,
betrayal, yeah, incest, funny, murder. But yeah, I mean, and the Zio series is very similar to that, right? It does focus on the politics and the world around it. But yeah, the Final Fantasy 12 and Tactics just did it so bad. Like, I remember some of the characters, but I remember more about the politics and the scenes in that game than anything else. Yeah,
the really setting is really good.
Yeah, but Xenoblade Chronicles X, you could catch some cool videos at IGN. Jose Otero, one of my favorite reviewers and writers for IGN, he just did impressions.
Mexican?
Is it because he's actually Puerto Rican, Kent? Stop being racist.
Oh, Kent, we caught you. You're racist.
They all have the same eyes.
Why?
This guy.
We forgive you.
Are we talking about Final Fantasy 15 demo?
But yeah, so he has a demo and he's been playing, or I think he has a full game. He's just been, he wrote impressions and what he thinks about it so far. But check out the initial cutscene. You'll like it, Kent.
I saw it.
The initial cutscene in space?
I saw the one thing I saw from
not
it
the
was,
trailer, the initial cutscene.
I saw when they did the comparison between like the old trailer and the new one.
Oh, no. Watch
it was,
the
it
actual
was, like, downgraded,
cutscene.
But yeah, it was just like, well, of course it's. That's how every game's are like now.
Yeah,
it may switch you. Yeah.
But just check out the initial cutscene. But what I love about it is that you're on mechs this time. I forget if Xenon's like, did you get mechs?
Yes, you do get mechs. Right? But it was still a turn-based RPG.
Yeah, now this one, you're in a robot, and it's so... what's the word I'm looking for? It's so easy to switch between you and the mech. It's very much like in Xenogears, where you could just go be yourself or the mech, and it's just instant.
Yeah.
It looks freaking awesome. And you could the characters are blank state, so you could customize. You could choose the classes and stuff like that. So they've added so much to it, and it's an open world. It is an open world.
Oh, nice.
So I think you should check it out. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to pre-order it. That's my RPG.
For the 3DS?
No, that's for the Wii U. Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Wii U only, right?
Oh, okay.
It's Wii U exclusive, and that's going to be my RPG for 2015. Because I'm going to shell out a good 200 hours in that game alone. Like, I've already set time
aside. I haven't found my RPG for 2015.
It's hard, dude.
Witcher 3?
I think the market is just being like... What the hell's what's going on, dude? I'm not seeing any good RPGs.
It's kind of crazy because, like, there's this whole.
I've been trying to look for something good. Well, I don't know.
You know, like, everyone's been saying, like, oh, there's no games. And it's like... This is the year where every single month there's something.
Yeah,
coming
there
out.
Is. Yeah,
like, what's coming out?
So like,
Splatoon was released today.
Splatoon came out for this one. Mortal Kombat came out. Bloodborne came out.
Yeah.
Batman's coming out.
Yeah.
Like every month there's like a big release.
Yeah, and even for the Nintendo, they're releasing a lot of their Pokemon free to start or free to play.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, games. I got some of those.
Like I don't know what it was.
Monster Hunter got released in February. Yeah.
Pay for things. On Nintendo, stop.
But, I mean, RPGs, you have to be in the right moment in your life to play it. And I think you guys understand that, right?
Yeah.
You know, when's the last time you really played an RPG, a JRPG or just a Western RPG?
When I didn't have a job.
See, because you need time for that, you know? But,
I mean, I'm trying to play Persona 4.
Oh, wait, which one? Wait, which one? PS? Oh, Golden for the
Golden,
Vita.
For the Vita.
Have you played before?
No, this is my first time playing.
Oh, dude.
And I'm like 20 hours into it, and I think I'm barely 10% into the game.
Yeah, you're not going to pass anytime soon.
Yeah.
That's a long game.
I'm like, I'm always stressing out when I was going to school. I don't want to go back to school through this game. And it's like,
yeah, you have to go to school, and you have to choose a sport. Yeah.
Let me Wikipedia all the answers.
I'm already going to school.
Then you have to choose a girlfriend and all that? Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
Just play Hearts of War Warframe.
I like that. I like that game.
A bit. Yeah, I'm really excited about that game. I'm hoping there's a special edition because that's the one I want to pre-order. You know, I don't have the special edition for Xenoblade Chronicles.
You just buy two.
Are they going to give you anything?
Why am I going to buy two?
One for yourself, one to sell.
That's a good idea. I was about to deal with the Xenoblade Chronicles for the 3DS.
Because you know Xenoblade Chronicle X is...
It's going to be, yeah. It's not
gonna like,
be.
It's going to be, like, rare it the is. Week after.
It is.
It's going to be
50 when you buy it.
By, like, the day after. The they're probably only going to sell the pre-orders about, you know? And they're like, well, that's all the people that want it,
and
I guess.
And we're done.
Yep.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I think that might be a good idea. I was about to do that with the 3DS port, the new 3DS, but...
Watch it not get famous.
It's not. I mean, the Xenoblade Chronicles is not a famous game either. It's more famous in Japan than anything, but... Yeah, in the U.S.
But there's a lot of, like, fans and hardcore people about here in the U.S. That's,
yeah, it's, I'm one of them.
And this is, like... Yeah. And this one is supposed to be the really good one.
Yeah. It's, right?
Like, it's not the Xeno Saga.
Think about all the money...
Yeah, it has a 32, I think, out of 40 in Famitsu in Japan. So most of them gave it a 9 or an 8, and that's how it came out to 32. So it's a pretty good, great score.
8 and 9, that's not bad.
Yeah, 8
and
9.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, so I think in the U.S. it might... I know... Famitsu, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because they use a four-person review system,
yeah.
Which I think all people should use, not just, like, one person.
You know, EGM used to do that back in the days.
So. Really?
Mm-hmm. What?
And actually, the Sweeney review system, too. One thing I find interesting with Polygon, the way Polygon does the review.
We're back on Polygon.
Yeah, I know we're back on Polygon. Which is interesting, the way they do it. So, the reviewer doesn't give the score.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The reviewer just writes the reviews, and then this write up. You know, it gets sent into like a group of people.
Yeah.
And as a committee, they try to figure out what the final score is based on the reviewer's review.
That sounds convoluted.
So they're like, so the reviewer doesn't come up with the number. It's the editors and like the you
know. And they've never played the game.
So you type.
But and they basically just read the reviewer's review and said, you know what?
You know, that sounds
based
like
on
a,
his review,
sounds like
it sounds
six.
Like he's saying that it's a 6.
Sounds like a 6.
That's too subjective.
It's
interesting. So the article I was reading, and I'll post the link up somewhere for people to find it. Was this reviewer for I don't know if it was IGN, but he had reviewed Monster Hunter 4 for his website where the article was posted, and he goes, "Look, after I had reviewed it already a month or 2 months ago, and I'm still playing it." And he was saying, "There's the problem." I think he gave it a 9 out of 10 or something. He gave it a good score, right? But he goes, "Look, when I first reviewed it, I only had 40 hours. Now I'm into the hundreds.
Yeah.
And I still haven't done everything in this game. I'm still hooked." But that's the problem with reviewing such big games. And this goes back to the Xeno series, like Xeno Saga or Xenoblade Chronicles, where you go, "Yeah, I could play 40 hours of it and give you a impressions review, right? I could say if it keeps going this way, it will be this score, but." Yeah. If it's an 130-hour game like Monster Hunter, I have 125 hours, and I'm still at the 30%
mark. Monster Hunter is one of those games that, I mean, it's hard to get bored of because it just keeps upping the challenge.
Yeah.
And it just, like, there's more things that you could get.
Yeah.
There's more armor.
But then, you know, that also changes in the sense of, like, because...
He's thinking. He's paused. Yeah.
It's right. Part of the the financial reality is they're trying to get the reviews out.
You can get
the clicks, right?
Yeah,
and then you don't get the clicks, you know, like 2 weeks after the game has come out.
No, you got to get them right then.
And then also, like, if that was the train of thought, then MMOs should never get reviewed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I think the reviews, on the other hand, should be more about you're standing at the store, you're thinking about whether you want to buy this game, or you're on the fence. Uh-huh. And I think that's what a review. Is useful.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Right.
When you're on the fence about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so.
Because that is what hooks you.
Right. But what I think what would help me gauge whether or not this person has played in full, because when they write the review, you assume you've played the game to completion.
Yeah.
You came to this conclusion. Yeah. They should say, look, out of a 100-hour game, I played 30 hours. And that's how I got to this review. Because if you play Chrono Trigger for only 5 hours,
you're not doing nothing.
Right. So here and there, but I understand they can't do that. Like they have 30 other games after review that could be released in that same week.
Yeah,
so it's unrealistic, and I think that's
I mean, a follow up piece is nice.
Yeah, it is. Right?
And a lot of reviewers
Yeah, they do that now. Yeah, they do that.
Right,
yeah.
They have like follow piece or something. They even change the score. Right? They come out like with a game.
Yeah.
Right. During the review process, it was running fine. When it actually came out, it was running like crap.
Yeah.
Some sites would just be like, well, you know, when we did it, it was fine, and now it's shit. So we're gonna drop the score.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's good.
Yeah, because they did that for the Wii U and the 3DS systems. I didn't review it again later when there was a better library and they fixed up all the stuff that was wrong with it. But I think that's a good idea.
I think that's good.
But I watch videos. I mean, Jose Otero. I trust him as a reviewer.
Yeah. Okay. That was my next question. Like, how far do you guys go to trust reviewers? Like,
I trust a handful.
Dude, I don't trust any.
I trust a handful.
It's hard. I mean, I have to do my own research. And first of all, I think the game has to entice me.
Of course, yeah.
If I don't, graphically, you know, if I don't want to kiss it or something.
If I don't want to make out with the game, I don't buy it.
Yeah, basically.
That's Andrea's review. I would make out with this game, so buy it.
Yeah.
I'll touch it, but won't kiss it.
That was 13.
There you go. But I think that's fine. But so here's how I trust reviews. I keep watching the reviews. So I've watched Jose Church like at least 15 of his reviews.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's how I know, okay, you seem to have the same type of taste with me, right? Like, we differ a bit, but not enough. And so I trust you that with the game.
You kind of gauge.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, don't base a review on one review.
I just kind of like look around and
stick around.
It's true, right? Because everyone's sort of like, everyone's looking for that one reviewer that you could relate to. That has the same taste as you, that has the same preference as you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you feel like, okay, whatever the decision that person made is more in line with what you ultimately would make.
Yeah, he's also of Latin descent, so we can't come in there. But Mo, I trust some, like a pair from IGN. I also trust him too, I think.
There used to be this one guy from IGN, I think. I think he left now.
Really?
I forgot what his name
I feel like I don't trust anyone from Polygon. Yeah. I feel like they're all like...
They're all like ex-journalists. You
they
know.
Seem crotchety, Kent.
Yeah, you
They're
know.
Crotchety. Yeah, you know.
I go to Polygon to read the negative reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I do. I'm like, let me read the negative reviews first. I want to see, like, what...
Why?
Well, you know...
You want to see?
No, no, you're right. You're right.
Both sides of the argument.
Right?
For a roll around the
argument. This game,
and it worked my way up, right? Like the order 1886 was like, I guess I'm going to Polygon.
How was that? Tell me. No,
it was,
tell me.
It got what, 6 out of 10? Did it get it? I think the highest got 8 out of 10 or somewhere.
Maybe. Maybe.
I could sense the hype when it came out.
They're making an update to that, I think.
I'm sure there'll be a sequel to it. They spent too much money on that game without not to make a sequel.
It looked good. It looked promising. Good.
I'm waiting for it to be $30. I'll buy it at $30.
I'll buy it if it's $30.
Yeah,
I will watch you guys buy it.
I'm still saying it. Wait, no one has done it still. Let's review games based on their prices.
you've been peddling that, and actually, I think that's a great idea. Because I ask people too. I ask them, oh, you know, if they had lunch, they go, oh, I paid $10. They go, but did it taste like $10? Did it taste like a $3 burger? Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So it's the same concept that you have here. Yeah.
Like, at what price were you willing to pay to get the value you want?
Yeah, yeah. Right? No, I get you.
Right. See, like when we go to a swap meet,
I do that
same
every time. At the
swap. Yeah, we go. Oh, okay, I'm willing to pay $5 for that game because I think that's
but not $6.
Yeah,
not $6.
If it's $6, I'm out of here, guys. Yeah. And that's happened to me quite a lot. Yeah. You got to bring them down.
You got to haggle them.
You got to haggle if you want the game.
But I mean, besides, I think just Xenoblade Chronicles X is something I'm really excited about, and I've been playing a ton of Monster Hunter. Ton of Monster Hunter, 135 hours, guys.
70 hours.
Wow, really? Did you just have like 40 the other week?
I had 60. I think I played 10 more.
Kent, you got to buy this game, man.
Kent, if
get on the bandwagon.
Get on the bandwagon. Wait.
I installed it on my PSV, though.
Wait, Monster Hunter?
Yeah, the PSV one.
Which one? Which,
I think it's 3 Ultimate or something? I don't know. I can't
remember. Wait.
No. 3 Ultimate's not on the Vita.
I don't know. Whatever the last one was on the Vita.
I don't know. Wait, there's none on the Vita, though.
No, PSP. PSP.
Oh, you probably have Freedom Unite.
Oh, it probably was. It probably is Freedom Unite.
Freedom Unite is good. But...
Part 4 is better.
It's one of my favorite ones. I'm not going to lie. Freedom Unite is one of my
favorite ones. Well, ideally, the newest one should be the best.
It is. It's a lot better.
You could have saved that. Like, how much did Freedom Unite cost you?
It was free. Someone like, because
yeah, PlayStation Plus. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
How much is it on? Do you know how much it is?
It shouldn't be more than like $5
to buy. Yeah, it's on a store. It's probably no more than $5.
It shouldn't be more than $5.
No, dude, do not get it. I'm not gonna play it.
Oh yeah, because you have PlayStation Plus, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm gonna be playing that game for the next 2 years.
Till the next,
like, guarantee. Like, not even
until the next one.
Till the next one's released. So
basically,
jump on it. Come on.
Going to do Destiny.
Wait. She's going, you know, crash the car. $1,000.
You can't afford it.
You gotta just let him chill.
You want to tell us what happened, Kent? You want to? Just right. know that yeah. we're all pissed off. Just know that.
Just a little bit. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
I don't know.
They probably knew that was your car. They probably knew that's that guy from Super Star Gaming.
Yep.
He's always talking trash about Nintendo.
He's like, damn it, I love Monster Hunter.
What do you think about this?
And they crazy. Monster Hunter that.
But yeah, he goes, how much
Nintendo's
is that car worth?
Nintendo's are innovative.
But I mean, yeah, that sucks. So whatever.
It's all right.
It's all right. We'll get through this.
Yeah. But I mean, what news do you guys have? What's up? Like, what's piqued your interest this week?
Oh, man. Well, to be honest, nothing.
At all? Nothing?
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I haven't been keeping up.
I mean, it's been pretty slow.
Yeah. I feel like it has.
Yeah?
Because you know what it is everyone's kind of holding back for E3.
Oh.
So E3 is only like a month away
now.
June?
Yes.
June what?
June 10th, I think, or 12th.
Wow, really? Why did you think it was July?
No, it's June. It's June.
Crazy. Wow. That's really...
That's part of the reason why, because everyone's kind of holding back their announcements.
So they're not releasing anything yet.
Right.
But I thought that they were going to start releasing stuff in order, like, so... Supposedly booths won't be crowded or something like that.
I don't know. I know nothing about this.
Like
that.
I mean, like, sure. Publishers. I mean, it is like every single publisher is doing E3 this year. It's crazy.
Oh. Yeah, even Bethesda, right? They're having a booth. Bethesda. Yeah.
Maybe not Konami. I don't know.
We have nothing to release.
Kojima's gone.
They're new. What's it called? Pachinko machines. We have the new pachinko machines.
I'm still saying, man. Like, there's this 1% chance. The Kojima at E3 would just be like, oh, I'm just fucking with
you. Yeah, I know, right? Damn, I'm messing with you.
Oh, my God. If he does that, you don't even know.
You know, that was the denial that everyone had when Keith Sutherland took over as Snake. He's like, nah, he's messing with us. No, he's messing with us.
And wait. Even that, like, as far as we know, like, he has no lines in that game.
Who, the Keith Sutherland?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, he has like
he just does that like monkeyed sound. That's about it.
No, I mean, in Ground Zeroes, he talks a good amount in Ground Zeroes.
No.
Yeah, he does for the movie scenes.
Way less than a Metal Gear standard.
Oh, no, yeah, a lot less. Yeah, no, you're completely right. But I mean, maybe
they're just like, we could only afford him for like 6 minutes.
Sorry, Keith. Sometimes
I'm going to afford him. When it's more than six, it's twice the price. Times and a half, it's overtime after 6 minutes.
What do you want to see?
I want to see what they're going to do with Silent Hill.
It's gone.
It's canceled. Really? It's canceled.
Yeah, so the news came out that it's completely canceled. They took it off. They took PT off the store.
Are you serious? But
if you have it on your PS4,
if you have bought it, it's still there.
You had to buy it?
Well, no. Download it for free, right? If you have downloaded before, you can still play it. But if you delete it, you can't re-download it anymore.
All right. Well, we're going to take a small poll. If any of you guys are listening, I suggest you comment. Tell us what you think about this PT, because I ain't... Why? Yeah, Kojima?
Leave it up.
It wasn't Kojima.
That's Konami.
It was Konami.
Konami took it out.
Why?
Because the
guys, tell us what you think.
Konami basically just like what do you do when you're like... It's like they basically just bust a genocide. Like, just bust a Holocaust on Kojima.
They did.
It's like anything that's Kojima related, it's out.
Something went down.
It's so crazy that it's almost like this could be like a setup. Like, because for a company to be this
aggressive,
shut down. You know, it could do all this internally.
Yeah.
Or at least do it after you ship the game.
Because they remove his name from all Metal Gear Solid 5.
They dropped PT.
They dropped PT. Like, they can't. And then when they talked about Silent Hill, they were like, oh, this embryonic project. It's like
embryonic. That thing was like beautiful. What the hell?
But also, they took. It's no longer Kojima Productions. They just named it Konami the LA.
Yeah, the LA office.
Yeah, so they're really making a point.
Like, oh, we're hiring for new game directors for new Metal Gear games. You know,
yeah, can Kojima apply?
I know, right, Kenny? So I mean, I don't know what happened, but something crazy went down, and for I'm them to be sure that aggressive, yeah, you know, I'm sure something crazy went down. So
hopefully,
but, I mean, back to PT. Yeah, it sucks because that was the first game that I really was okay. This is very cinema-esque. It's like, you know, current gen.
It's gameplay and cinematic. This at the same time, right?
It's like
that would have sold.
Was like, it was basically what you called it. Damn it! What's that game you let me borrow?
Heavy Rain?
It was like, Heavy Rain? It was like, Heavy Rain's good, right? And then we got Beyond Two Souls, we get the good graphics.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we have the good storytelling and the good graphics together.
PT, in one game.
Yeah. And that would have been PT.
And it was, and Kojima was saying that, like, they toned down the graphics for PT. Man, they should've known. It's not obvious that it's Fox Engine.
Wow.
They actually toned down the graphics.
Crazy. That is so crazy. Man, so what's that with the Fox Engine? They're just not gonna. It's gone.
I guess it's
because Konami owns it.
Yeah, Konami owns everything.
That's scary. That's.
Are they ever gonna keep using it?
I don't know.
Because I know there's also rumors that they're gonna make.
Maybe if they make Pachinko machines.
Yeah, there you go. With the updated graphics, there's also.
We're gonna utilize this Fox Engine to make Pachinko machines.
It'll be all realistic Pachinko. Because I know they're also there's rumors going around that there's gonna be. Was it Metal Gear Revengeance 2?
Mm.
Yeah, so there's rumors there's gonna be there's even a teaser trailer for it. I don't know if you guys remember that bit.
Dude, someone's messing with you out there, dude.
I don't know.
They're just
because I like Revengeance.
It's so weird because it's like I don't know, like it's such a dumb move at a corporate level. It's like you're gonna sell your game in September, Metal Gear 5.
Yeah.
Like, this is the last thing you need to do in order to make that game sell.
Wait, did they drop it?
Or maybe it is going to sell because everyone's thinking this could be the last
Kojima game. This is like Kojima, like, ultimate, this is my last game.
Yeah, right? It was supposed to be the last game 4 games ago.
I don't know, man.
But PT's gone, you know.
Yeah, it's gone. As far as we know, it's
Can gone. You transfer, though, that file? Like, if I buy a PS4, can you transfer a file to me?
No, we could do remote play. You could play it.
Oh, okay.
And even that, like, I was reading a subreddit.
Is there a way, like, dude, you could be a scalper.
People were downloading PT on a brand new PS4 putting that up on eBay.
That's exactly what I was thinking. How much is it going for?
It was like $2,000 or something. But even that, like, this is like the crazy part with digital stuff, right? Like, like there's expiration dates on them. Like people were looking it up and they're like, "Oh, this game says it's gonna expire like at the end of this year."
Yeah,
And that it may not be playable anymore.
Also,
really?
Yeah,
crazy. These are games you pay for?
Well, I didn't see the other one. I just saw the PT one.
Well, I mean, it's probably just the what's it called? The downloads, right? I mean,
I'm sure someone's gonna hack it and then download it onto the PC, and then they're just gonna mod it and then do that.
Hopefully someone picks it up, because I heard, I think it was like a week prior to the PT release or something, or a week after that there's like a Silent Hill based game popping up on the PC. I hope someone picks it up. I mean, it would be a waste if they trash.
It could be it's very similar to a Chrome series, right? It's rumors, hope, and then 20 years later, nothing will happen.
But I saw that. I mean, it wasn't PT, but I saw this. They said it's like PT-esque, Silent Hill-esque.
I'm sure there's gonna be a Kickstarter. I'm sure something's gonna happen.
Yeah, whatever.
I just hope that Kojima's next game is not a Metal Gear-esque game.
Like, say something
else. Like, do something else, could you?
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't eat a fune. Like,
oh, guys, I'm free from the shackle of corporate world.
Let's make
my first
Mega
game. Let's make a new Mega Man.
I can do everything I've ever wanted to do.
Yeah,
which is a Mega Man game.
Here's a Mega Man ripoff of my old game. Juice.
He can't use Mega Man?
No.
It's like he made a baby.
It's his bread and butter.
His baby, and
you know,
he showed it to him. And you can't use the baby. You can't use the baby no more.
You know, it's his bread and butter. But yeah, I'm hoping because he's done other things. You know, and I'm a huge fan. Like I think it said an episode ago, Boktai, Zone of the Enders, Lunar Knight, Kojima. That would be
Lunar
wonderful.
Police Knots.
Which are?
Police Knots.
Police Knots. Wow, there's only two of those, right? The PC.
On PlayStation 1, I think.
Yeah, maybe Police Knots. That'd be great. So if he does something else, I think it would work. It's just Maybe that's also why. Maybe Konami would only pay him or
he made a Metal Gear game. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
You know, because Zone Enders 3 got canceled. Yeah. Because the part 2 HD didn't sell well.
He kind of had his chance with Revengeance. Because Revengeance originally was a Konami game.
Yeah.
Right? Or a Kojima team game.
Yeah.
And then remember that scene where they're like, oh, we're cutting up lemon slices.
In the watermelon slices, right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. And then like all of a sudden it's like, oh, this game's broken, you know. And then they, you know, gave it to Platinum Games.
Yeah. And Platinum did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like a bunch of like Kojima's like second in command was like, oh, it's our fault, we messed up, but it's like, come on. Like it's Kojima's fault.
When you can slice the bridges in half.
But I mean, I think he's tried other games, and maybe, I don't know, this is all theory, speculation, may sound correct, but time and time again, maybe the company was, look, what sells for you is Metal Gear. Make Metal Gear, we're not going to give you money for any other game. Make Metal Gear, because Boktai series didn't sell. It's a great game, it didn't sell well. Lunar Knights didn't sell well.
But even Metal Gear doesn't sell well. Like, Konami makes more money out of like Winning 11. The soccer game, Pro Evolution Soccer.
Oh, yeah, Inazuma, yeah.
Yeah, Inazuma, yeah. They make more money, way more money with that than Metal
really?
Gear. Yeah. But I mean, think about it. They don't do anything with that game.
That's true.
Like, that game is the same game every year.
Yeah, because Metal Gear is a huge production cost and voice acting.
Metal Gear is like, oh, five-year process. Keeps this a little bit on his job.
He's only going to have one line.
Yeah. It's going to cost tons of money, you know?
Yeah,
he's like, I really like 24, and I just want him in the game.
Yeah, I mean, just the production cost for those games has to be a ton.
Oh, yeah.
But it probably makes his money back, but the profit might not even be that high. I don't know. Do you know the numbers or no?
I don't know numbers, but I do know that
Inazuma 11
is more profitable.
And pachinko machines, apparently.
That's why they told Kojima, is like, look, you need to start making pachinko games.
The future's pachinko, man.
Can we get Metal Gear in pachinko?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Metal pachinko, that's what we got. Metal pachinko. Gear pachinko.
Pachinko gears.
There you go.
Pachinko gears.
And I think that's true just because Kojima's a very... What's the word I'm looking for? He's a very... Oh, that's he likes his presentation. He's an artiste.
He's an artiste.
Oh, you know? He's not an artist. He's an artiste. He's an artiste.
You know, and it feels that in those meetings, he goes in there. He goes, if I don't get this, then I'm gone. I quit. Like, you know,
I don't think he cares.
Yeah,
I don't think he cares. Honestly,
he needs to lower the budget, guys. Boktai probably didn't cost that much. It's a great game. It's a great game. I love that series. So Boktai 4, Kojima.
But still. Right. I think it was a terrible move. I feel like PT would have made a lot of money.
I don't know. Even that, right? Like, you could see that conversation with Kojima and PT, right? We talked about it last episode. Like, imagine a conversation between Kojima and Konami, right? It's like, so, you know, I know we just spent tons of money on Metal Gear 5. Like, we got a Kiefer, you know?
We got Kiefer. I call him Kiefer.
We got Kiefer over here.
Because I like to call him sometimes.
And so for my next project, let's team up with Guillermo del Toro. And we're going to make this game. And we're going to give it up for free. You know?
I mean, right here, I guess.
We're not even going to market it. Get it up for free. How about that?
That is an artiste move, you know?
And I think that's like the last row with Konami.
And here's the accountant for Konami going, you're crazy. Yeah. What do you mean we're going to... No, what's the other guy?
We're running out pachinko machines to support this guy.
What's the actor that was in it that he was going to be...
Norman Reedus?
Norman Reedus. Yeah. We're getting Norman Reedus.
Oh, remember that guy who was a nobody and then he's somebody now,
and he's pretty much the only character keeping that show alive, kind of.
And he's not gonna be really expensive, but I want him.
And the counter going, you gotta fire this guy, man. This guy is the pachinko profits are going down to this guy.
The counter's just like, he's just making his dreams come true. That's why he's like, I want to meet Vic Keefe. I want to meet Norman Reedus.
I know, right? I want to work with Guillermo del Toro. Yeah. Well, because he wanted to be a director originally.
Oh, yeah. He wants to be.
And you see that in the Metal Gear Solid series. Yeah. You see he wants to be a director.
It's 2-hour cutscenes?
Yeah.
It's 2-hour cutscenes?
That's just him directing. Artists, so.
There you go.
But I understand because making a game takes... Shovel Knight, that team was broke for the last 5 months of that game. And that's an 8-bit game. I can't imagine a high-budget game like Metal Gear, how much that costs. I'm sure we could look that up. Because Final Fantasy VII alone cost $190 million.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
To make Final Fantasy VII. And that's that a PS1 so game. Money. Imagine yeah. how much Metal Gear Solid 5 costs. With Keith.
yeah. Keith alone was wait, wait, 10 wait, million.
Wait, wait. You're not even...
You're like, he's like... He's like, that monkey voice costs like $6,000, guys. $6,000 a second.
I'm pretty sure if you adjust the inflation...
Yeah.
...for the PS1 era to today, because... I'm pretty sure that was a lot 190 of million. For that time.
Final Fantasy VIII, I think, was at the 80 million mark, and then Final Fantasy IX was at the 40 million mark.
Wasn't that when they pushed that CGI stuff?
Guess why? Guess why Final Fantasy VII is the most expensive one? You guys want to guess why? Advertising. They spent, I think, 90 million alone on just advertising that game.
Separate from the 100.
A lot of games are, yeah.
Yeah, like Final Fantasy VIII had a small, I think it had a like 2 million advertising, God. And then 9 had nothing. Because Square Enix had the same problem. So they're going, look, man, $100 million game. Yes, it's sold, but are we willing to take this big risk every yeah. single time? I don't know. So there you go. That's crazy. I'm sure
they're doing fine with 14 now.
Yeah, but 14 was
released. Even that, yeah. they had to reboot 14.
They had to fire that team. Be like, you guys messed this up. You done messed up, eh, Ron?
Done messed up, eh, Ron?
And then they had to recreate the whole thing.
And I love how like they just like, they didn't even move on. They're like, we could just make Final Fantasy 16 an MMO.
Yeah.
No, this shit is so bad. We need to like make people forget about how bad it is. Yeah. Like, rebooting everything.
You know, right? And that was more about honor with yeah. that with that company because oh, yeah, they go, yeah, look, yeah. we have been Final Fantasy 13 messed us up, right? Like they tarnished our reputation. People say we've lost touch because other games were also weren't doing too well with them. And so 14 was a bomb. And so it was all about we have to prove to our loyal audience that we still have it, right? It was like a Rocky moment, right? Apollo just beat the crap out of Rocky. So this is Rocky and had like do some, you know, a montage and do some, you know, sit-ups.
Around, it's Karate Kid, you're best around.
So, I mean...
No one's ever going to keep me down.
I mean, I wonder if Kojima is going to kind of do a montage and come back.
An artiste, like you said. He'll get
by. I mean, everyone will, like, line up to hire Kojima. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no lie.
You know?
Everyone's
going to be like, oh, Konami doesn't want you? Great. Come on over. You come know? On. You want 5 years to make a game, and then maybe it'll come out? Come on over.
Maybe we could get him to, you know, help us in our game we're making.
I think Microsoft will probably snatch him right up.
No, dude, he's going to make
they got the money. Broke. They got the money to
do it. You know what? Kojima goes exclusive Xbox?
Yeah.
What?
Because they done... Remember, you know, with the 360, they played that card. They were, like, gobbling up Japanese developers. Right? Lost Odyssey was an exclusive.
Yeah.
Right? And it was from the guy.
I'm sure they've already bid.
No, so no, I think that's what's happening.
They probably offered him something already.
What's he going to make at Xbox?
He can make whatever he wants. They have the money.
They have the money.
It's Microsoft.
Yeah.
They're more stable than Sony. Sony's not stable.
Yeah.
Microsoft way more
Sony
stable.
Sony can't do anything.
Yeah.
But what's he gonna do?
Something. They'll just pachinko. Like, they'll just be like,
make us a pachinko for Xbox One.
Yeah.
Make us realistic.
That'll send Konami.
I would prefer him on in Microsoft's, you know, wallet. That's more stable. He could do whatever he wants.
That's true.
He wants.
Yeah. I mean. Hopefully make something good, but
yeah. I'm sure he will. I mean, I've never played a game of besides Zone of Enders 1, and it was just this rip at, but most of the games
I
played
hope
are
that
great.
They don't steer him a different way.
I don't know why they would, you know. Apparently Konami couldn't do it, and they're giving out making him go broke. So yeah, you're making game
for Konami, dude. Pachinko machines, man.
Also, Konami took it with the Castlevania series, right? Their biggest
Konami,
series are dying.
Yeah. They gave up on games already. They have given up on games.
And I think they showed it with Lords of Shadow.
Yeah.
They can't do it. They don't have it anymore.
They showed it with everything, right? It's just like all their franchises are...
It's like the
crap.
Yeah, it's like the only thing they have are those.
Castlevania's not.
It's not big anymore.
Contra.
Dude, you can't do that.
Contra's
Silent
gone.
Hill.
Silent Hill's gone. Mm. I mean, Silent Hill was over like after 4.
Dude.
Resident Evil? No, that's Capcom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Capcom.
I mean, like the last 4 or 5 Silent Hill games are like not even made by the Japanese team.
Yeah.
Not that like the other teams are bad, but. You know, it just goes to show how much they care about.
I'm trying to think what other Konami games I played recently that were besides Metal Gear.
All the games that they release on those twin packs with the, you know, the first
they don't make anything.
They don't do it. They just boot things that they already have in arcade.
They might go the way of Atari, guys.
They have that already, dude. They throw out games on like Xbox and PS3. They're
Well, yeah, it's a properties. Yeah, they like, oh, just throw it on mobile.
Just put it all together in one disc and set it. But they don't have anything else besides that. Yeah. Yep. I feel sad.
You feel sad? No, should we take a break? Should we take a break because you're sad?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Now we got like 15 minutes.
Yeah, just push through it. You're fine.
Through the pachinko machine.
There you go. But I mean, I think, yeah, with PT being removed, I think you're right, Kent. I think that's where Konami is going. Let's distance ourselves as much from this developer who's been our key. He has been our flagship developer for the past, 10 years.
Yep.
And now, it might be the end.
And now he might just be making shitty B movies.
Oh, man, I would watch Kojima shitty B movies, man. But I mean, I think he should go to Microsoft. I think Microsoft would do great with him.
I think it would make sense.
It makes sense
to me. It does. I agree with you guys.
He could be the artiste he's always wanted to be.
Yeah. And he'll be getting paid. Crazy amounts of money. It's like, what do you mean you can't pay me $1 million?
Of course you can.
That's like the conversation I feel that he had with the Konami. Yeah. What do you mean you can't pay me $1 million?
For me, I can't give this out for free. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah. You're insane. I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
What do you mean I can't rename your LA office Kojima Productions?
Dude, that sucks. Imagine.
What do you mean I can't spend all this money making this rendering of our office?
He's just messing around, guys. See? Kojima being Kojima.
Yeah, but I think that's in the history, it's an end of an era, you know.
It's weird.
Yeah, because when the team left that made the Xeno series, Crunchyroll, that team left to Namco, and then they left Namco.
What's Namco doing nowadays?
I'm okay with end of Metal Gear. Like, I feel like I feel like Metal Gear has run its course. Like, move on.
But I feel like it had
They should reboot. I think the series might do with a good reboot.
It could do with a reboot, but...
No, not even... I mean, just call it something else. I'm done. You're done? Because it's like...
You're not going to lie that Metal Gear did have a really good run.
No, it had a great... No, if it was done now, great run, yeah.
To me, it ended with 4.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right. And the reboot for me was Peace Walker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I can see that.
Is it because of the battle system?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. But, yeah. I mean, Peace Walker. Peace Walker was not too bad.
Peace Walker's great, dude. Peace Walker. It's a great game.
It's all right.
I prefer the HD
one. Another game that I still haven't played.
Oh, okay.
But I keep hearing that it's really, really
Peace Walker's really great. It's a great game.
I mean, I don't know. I only played the demo, and I was like, it's
I heard, like, the actual game and the story and all that is... top notch.
Yeah, it's really good. It's one of the
top.
Is it better than the portable ops?
Yeah, more better. Portable ops has no voice acting.
Portable ops and
it just had pictures. Don't even you know how like they when you call the the codec. No, they don't move. There's just a picture.
Oh no, yeah, it's just a picture.
The text.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
portable ops is
that's a low budget game. Yeah. That's a low budget Kojima Metal Gear.
I love
Portable Ops. I love Portable Ops. I have it for the. I love.
I for bought water. It for $3, and I think that's what it was.
No, for me that game is worth $14.99.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but I got it with no case. It was like falling out of the thing.
I love for Waz.
I gotta put tape on.
No, I'm not. It's
my PSP almost.
It has a lot of faults. The portable ops to me, I'm not kidding. I spent so many hours just making sure I captured all the enemies into my truck. Like I just go around just like capture. Like okay, I haven't got Bill. Let me go get Bill. I love that game.
I don't understand how nobody notices anything in that game. It's so funny.
Yeah, they're pretty inept.
Yeah. It's like, dude, why would you even hire these guys?
But,
we can't find them? We couldn't find them for 5 minutes?
Play Peace Walker. Peace Walker is really, really well done. It improves upon Portable Ops, you know, the whole mechanics hopefully. On it. Don't play it on the PSP. Do not play the game.
Because I played on the PSP, and I think that was a problem.
Play it on the PS3 HD.
Okay.
You have HD it. Collection. You have it too, don't you, Kent?
I could get it.
You could borrow mine.
I have the Legacy collection. Is it in that?
It's in Legacy. It's also in, you also have the HD collections in that.
I don't have the HD collection. I just have the Legacy.
Oh, Legacy is
in that. That game's pretty long, too, right? It's like 20 hours.
Yeah, it's a good chunk of game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it adds, that's how you know what's going on in Ground Zeroes if you haven't played that game, you're missing a good chunk of the story.
Yeah.
You're missing.
Yeah. Like when I play Ground Zeroes, I'm like, I don't know who the hell Chico is.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
You have to play Peace Walker to understand Ground Zeroes and Chico? To understand.
Yeah.
The Phantom Pain.
Chico. Yeah.
Yeah, Paz and Kaz and Paz? Chico, like, yeah.
Who are these
guys? These are from Peace Walker. These these are the characters in there.
So, I mean, in a way, Peace Walker is a reboot of a whole new series.
It really is. Because it's telling you,
so you guys are making me want to play it now. Out of heaven,
yeah.
And
it is a reboot. You're right. Because, I can consider that as a reboot, yeah. Because, Snake Eater would be the end of... No, it's the beginning of the... I would say Snake Eater's a reboot.
No.
Because it goes Snake Eater, Purple Ops, Peace Walker, then it goes in that series. Oh, no.
Well, I thought it was the end of the trilogy.
But the same mechanic... No,
but the games-wise, right? It's,
It's
1, 2, 3.
And then
the
4.
The trilogy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 4 was supposed... Four was the end, right? Like, the way 4 ended was like... I don't know, to me, it was
everyone dead.
Like, Kojima wrote a Wikipedia app for the PS4.
Yeah, I have
it.
Yeah, I have it.
Like, that's how much he's like, I want this to end. he's like, okay.
Maybe he wants to take a
break. It's nanomachines. That's the secret.
It's nanomachines.
It's done.
All the loopholes are explained by nanomachines.
Yeah, he literally just revealed everything. Yeah. He goes, this is everyone's dead.
Yeah.
They're all dead. They can't come back. And he goes, okay, so what are we going to do? Let's make prequels. Yeah. They're still alive in the past.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
And even that, they're running out. Because I think with Phantom Pain,
that takes place between the last one.
It's right before the original Metal Gear, right?
Like, so they can't put anything else in there. Like, you can't squeeze any more in there.
Dude, they're going to make...
No, they're going to make a Ground Zeroes 2. That's what I'm saying. Because it's 8 years' time. They're going to go, oh, this is the game between Ground Zeroes
they're and Phantom gonna, Pain.
What is the rumor that you weren't even going to play as Snake in Phantom Pain?
Yeah.
That you might be playing as somebody else. Like, it might be another bait and switch kind of thing.
Like a whole Raiden
thing. Oh, no. Yeah. You can't do that. You can't bust the Sons of Liberty. I like do that.
I love something. I like Sons of Liberty. I like
Sons of Liberty. It's good.
Snake is better.
I'm not saying it was bad. I love Sons of Liberty. But
they should have put Snake on the cover of Sons of Liberty. Think, they should put Raiden on the cover.
I want to go back and play Sons of Liberty now. Just to like see if I'm like less confused about, you know?
You have to read. So he based it on a graphic novel. It was a novel originally, then the graphic novel called City of Glass. I have it.
Yeah.
So you read it in 2 days or 3 days. Read it, and then when you play it, it makes more sense.
Okay.
Because a lot of the characters' names are from that book. So I bought it knowing that, and then I read it, and then I replayed the game, and then I'm like, oh.
Because I remember like playing that game the first time, it's just like a bunch of like, what the fuck moment, right? It's like, what?
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Lalilulelo? GW? What?
Yeah,
Why is Snakey? Why does he have unlimited animals? That doesn't make any sense.
And also, I mean,
I think I was watching like a YouTube video of someone trying to explain that theory.
Yeah.
That how it's none of it is real, and that's why Snake has unlimited ammo and all his bullshit.
Yeah. What? Well, I mean, if you in the book, it has those recurrent, like that theme of what is, like, you don't know what's real and what. It's a weird book. But also, I mean, Sons of Liberty has to do with, you know, American history, the Sons of Liberty. Yeah. Literally, the group name, the Sons of Liberty. Yeah. So knowing that, the game makes more sense. If you go in it blind,
But
then should you always have to do homework before you play a game?
I mean, with Metal Gear, I suppose there's some you know required readings.
There is American history. Liberal. Yeah. Those are just. When you read American history, disregard most of it, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to mess it up a lot.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah. But
see what happens, man.
It's like, GW's a ship?
But, so what's that sound for? Wait, GW?
GW?
George Washington?
There you go. Yeah.
I got it.
But, I mean, hopefully he does something else, and it's good, and it's better, and it's not Metal Gear. I'm like okay with it ending else. Now. I really am. If it ends with 5...
Do something else.
You know, I'm cool with that.
I want to see him go do all this crazy stuff that he does with Metal Gear with something else. That's why PT was so exciting.
Because it's something different.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he botched it.
It wasn't him, it was Konami. Konami pulled the plug. Maybe it was him.
Or maybe Kojima. Who knows? Like, I could, like, all of this could just be Kojima being like the biggest dick, you know?
That's true.
Maybe.
Right. Maybe we shouldn't be mad at Konami. Yeah. Maybe we should be mad at
Konami. Maybe Konami was like, Like, dude,
you guys
like,
tell us.
Like, he wants us to sell our, like, kill our first sons to make this game.
He's like, what are you telling me? You can't kill your own son for to make a new game?
It's called Silent Hills, damn it.
Yeah.
To be fair, to be fair, I think he might be a difficult person to work with.
I think so.
I think so.
I can see that, yeah.
He looks like a difficult person to work with.
He's Kojima.
Yeah. That's what makes him great. He is the Phil Fish of Japan, I want to imagine.
But he's rich. And
yeah, and he makes successful games. Well, I mean, Fez is successful.
Oh, yeah,
he could have been more successful
Fez
if
too,
he...
And then he just quit.
If he just wasn't such a dick, you know? But
it's... whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I wouldn't want to work with Kojima, but to be honest with you. I feel that would be stressed out all the time.
I feel like that just him going, did you like it? It's my, like, 200 hours work of work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, damn it, I spent 200 hours just for him to say that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You got to do something about Kojima.
Come work for us. We'll make
Kojima
a game.
Kojima, yeah. You have a spot right here.
Right here.
In Paul's seat.
Yeah. You know, Paul's not here, just take his seat. It's fine.
When he's not here.
Even if he is here, just take Paul's seat.
We can't pay you.
He'll be working the bar or something.
I'll give
Paul
you my glasses.
There you go.
Yeah, that's about all I can give. Oh. I'll go blind for you, Kojima.
I feel like this has been a very good Memorial episode.
Yep. It encompassed
memorializing,
everything.
You know, the end of Metal Gear.
Yeah.
The beginning of the end of Metal Gear.
I think that's...
Beginning of the end. And a more silence. That was,
yeah, let's take a moment of silence.
No, we already did that already. We had it.
The moment.
You were there in the moment. You were silent in the moment.
But it was just so sad. I couldn't believe it.
Let's take a moment of, did you like it?
Dude, if he does that. No, I don't think he's going to do that anymore. I mean, that's just me hoping.
Yeah.
But he's not going to do that.
But yeah. I'm buying Phantom Pain in the end.
I still buy it, yeah.
Just, you know, you're going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. Yeah. I'm buying it on PS4 as per your recommendation.
We'll see what happens.
So yeah.
I'll see.
I think they'll price drop.
By then, you think?
Dude, hopefully. It will. How much is it?
Right now it's $400.
It's $400, but you could find $350 like all over the place now.
I don't know.
That's not with the bundle deal. It's just a PS4 just $350.
No, $350 with a bundle. Actually every PS4.
Do I get the arm still?
Every PS4 comes with a Last of Us now.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one where I get the
that's
arm?
That's the special collector's.
The arm?
I don't know if that one comes with a I think that one does come with a PS4 only. I think the arm only comes with a PS4. It might come with by its own thing. But anyway.
I don't even care anymore.
Anyway. We already did a moment of science.
Okay, we're done. We're done. We're moving on.
We bury Kojima.
Yeah.
Press A to pay respect.
There you go. He's done. We're done.
You're done, Kojima.
All right, with that, thanks for joining us again for another great episode. Hopefully, this comes out every Memorial Day weekend.
Hopefully, or else, you know.
If it is, you know. Hope everyone enjoys your weekend, unless you live outside of America, and wish sorry for really bombing most of you.
There you go. Sorry for, you know, doing all these things to you, whatever.
We're really having a vacation day for bombing most people.
It's all right. It's not all right.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know what's all right anymore.
We're confused.
I'm very confused.
All right.
All right, so...
If you have anything to say to us...
I forgot our social plugs.
Yeah.
Find us on Facebook under Super Smart Gaming.
Twitter.
We're just butchering words today. Twitter, Super Smart Gaming, SMRT in the middle.
Yep.
Instagram, Super_Smart_Gaming. We also have a YouTube channel where we upload all our episodes, and we have some Let's Plays up there. And I miss anything? Oh, email. Make sure to email us at supersmartgaming.ssg@gmail.com if you want to... Tell us about what you think about Kojima, PT.
Tell us.
Simply Chronicles
you know
X.
You guys tell us.
Splatoon.
Be part of the conversation.
You know.
I think that's the most important part.
If you know whoever did this to Kent, tell us information.
What happened to Kent?
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Oh, yeah. You know what you did.
Bastard.
Kent. Yeah.
But check us out.
You know who you are.
Now. We know who you are. We don't know who you are.
But you better be excited.
That's scary.
But yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. And I'm Raul. Thank you for listening.
And I'm Andres.
And please be excited.
Excited.
This is Kent.
All right.
Bye, guys. Oh, yeah.
watching, looking at the moving spoon, drawing jump monies for canals she wanted to, walking round my chair, drawing jump monies. Smell the scent and lose their cheeks and begging like a spoiled child, turning round with no patience, and of course you're asking why, walking round my chair, looking at the moving spoon, drawing jump monies. All canals she wanted to make out to me so tenderly, showing all your wish, make out to me so tenderly, showing